I have Kubiki here in the studio. We're going to chat in a couple of minutes. We're going to start off by playing a track from their CD, from their self-titled CD, Kubiki. This is Conmigo by Kubiki. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. Kubiki, say hello.
What's up, John? What's up, everybody?
Hey, so let's first start just by talking about you know the unique style of sound. I saw on your website, kubiki.com, you know, don't call us dance, you know, don't call us Latin.
Right.
But Kubiki is, you know, well, what is Kubiki like?
Kubiki, it's something that is that started on my time off. And as a side project, and then my brother told me that I had to put it out to make a band or to make a just a CD or a demo. And when I put it out, I had this very like soft house kind of vibe song, and then the other one it was hip hop, and then the other one it was more like a rage song. It was kind of like heavier stuff. Like Conmigo, it has this little part where there's a lot of distortion in the vocal, so it was hard for the when I started giving away the demo, the girl that wrote that, it was hard for her to explain what Kiwiki was. And what I wanted, it was somebody that could tell me, you know, like, listen to this and tell me how it sounds like to you, you know, uh-huh. Because it was just a lot of different things on one single project. I had, first of all, there was one singer on each song. So there was four different singers right there in the first demo that I took gave away. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, kind of. But it was only a one rap song, you know. And the other one it was like a house song, and the other one it was more like one of them it was Conmigo. It was one of the first songs that I gave out, and I sent it to Spain, and it ended up being on a compilation in Spain for Pacha Recordings, which is like a popular Ibiza, you know, record company. And they called me and said, hey, do you want that song to be on a compilation? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Sure.
I go, well, where do I sign? You know, and yeah, so that was pretty good. And the thing is that it just started to be like I was just putting away my feelings in my computer, you know. I had all these samplers and I had all of these little toys to work with, like $5 keyboard that I will find in yard sales. And
A friend of mine told me they sell drum kits at Target now.
They do, yeah, they do, and guitars and everything. They sell everything at Target.
Amazing.
I know, but, you know, whatever works for you. I had all of these things that whatever it make a sound, I would just hit it and see how it sounds, how it records, and then just play it back. I will record the girl's voice on a CD and try to scratch it with a cheap scratcher. It wasn't like the nice $2,000 Pioneer that it was and brand new at that time. So I wanted to scratch vocals, so I did everything that I could to have our own scratch vocals on the CD, and, you know, it worked out pretty good.
Cool. And you were telling me before you also have a video for this song.
Yeah, Conmigo has a song on myspace.com/Kubiki. It has a video that we did with $100 that we paid for food only for all of the people. Uh-huh. Because camera was free, you know, everything was like, I had this friend of mine putting effects and special coloring, but he didn't have the time to actually put it together. So what I had to do is go and spend some time learning a video editing program in my computer. So I did it myself, and it was pretty good. Whenever you want to do something right, do it yourself.
You have to do it yourself.
Don't wait for anybody to. Because as I was telling you, it took me 10 years waiting for, you know, like I had this band with everybody was you know, trying to do something for the band, and it took me 10 years to put out a CD, and the CD never made it to the shelves. I have like 2,000 CDs on my friend's garage.
Uh-huh.
Because we didn't find how do you call that?
A distributor?
Like, yeah, we didn't find that. So, and for Kubiki, when I gave away the first 5 demos, I just started getting calls like, are you gonna play live? And I was like, how am I gonna play this live? You know, I don't have like everybody's just people that came and worked with me. I don't have a drummer. They all were samplers.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have, you know. So my brother, which is a bass player, he say, okay, I'll play the drums, and just tell one of the girls to come and help you, and you play the guitar, and the rest is gonna be on a iPod. So my sequences is my iPod, and we all play on top of that. So we started playing like that for like a year, and, you know, it exploded. We played with the Nortec Collective. We started to play with all these bands like really like at the gig with full shows at the Conga Room in Wilshire. So we started to get all these like, you know, things happening in 1 year, and all of a sudden, you know, I had a distribution deal.
Wow.
with a independent. record company, and it's out. We went to play to New York a few months ago, and the CD, when I got there to the stores, the CD was there. So that was one of the happiest days of my life.
Where can people buy the CD right now? Like
Everywhere, like Tower Records, Amoeba. You can buy it online at cdbaby.com, which is one of my favorite places, so you don't have to go to the store, you know, and go through the... Because it's an independent label. You're not going to find 20 Kuwiki CDs, you know. It's going to be hard for them to find it. So just go to cdbaby.com and buy it.
And like we were talking before, now is just such a fantastic time to be doing both Latin music and electronic music at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another thing that helped me a lot, that one of the girls didn't speak Spanish at all. So all of her lyrics were in English and mine were in Spanish. So when we went out, we had all this crowd coming from everywhere, you know, all kinds of races coming and telling us how good it was and stuff. And then these guys, like this girl was an actress and she started getting more busy as an actress. So she started like putting Kuwiki on the side, you know, and my brother being a bass player, he started to get tired of, you know, carrying around a drum set. So I was left out for them for a couple months, and I got this together with these guys, and for the first time Kuwiki had a bass, which I want to say hi to Cesar, because the first time that I heard one of his notes on a Kuwiki song, because I didn't even record live basses on the CDs, they're all keyboards. So when I heard it on a studio for the first time, I was like, oh my god, what I was thinking, why didn't I do a bass player before? Because I was playing the guitar live, so there was no bass, only live drums and sequence and vocals. So I got this, one of the girls that helped me on the very first demo, she became like the regular singer that she can sing the songs in Spanish and in English. So I had, instead of a three-piece band, because when the girl left, it was just my brother and me. So we were playing as a two-piece. We went on tour to Mexico as a two-piece, like the White Stripes. So, but it was pretty good. You know, it sounded really full. It sounded good because what we were missing, it was like the girl singing and her, you know, her miniskirt.
It's a nice touch, yeah.
It was, yeah, but people in Mexico didn't know about her. So when we got there, it was like, we were like, we blow people's minds anyways, because we were a two-piece band that sounded like a six-piece, you know, with all of the sequence happening in the back. So when I came back, when he called it, when he said, like, I don't want to play, you know, I don't want to be doing that anymore, like, as a drummer. So I respect that from him, and these guys just came from heaven, you know. So I have now a four-piece band that sounds like, you know, it sounds like a it's just the people's reactions when we play live. Like just the look at their faces, to me, is like the best thing that can happen, you know. Like just look at them, like, oh my god, I can't believe they're you know, doing those sounds. And the vibe, you know, it's a really cool vibe. Like, there is no, like, angry. The band that I was before, it was really angry, you know. I was, like, I started playing those songs when I was 16 years old, and I was mad with the world and stuff. And right now, I'm in a happy mood, you know. I'm like, oh, everything is cool, you know. Let's all dance and be happy, you know.
Why don't we play another track from the CD, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about live performance.
Lunatics, like, it was one of the other first tracks that I made. Actually, Lunatics was the very first track that I work for this CD. And John Mack, that you can check out also on MySpace, she's the singer for this one. So I want to say hi to her too, and just cheers to her, because she was really cool.
Right on. You're listening to Kubikey on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org. The song is called Lunatics.
Try again. You're going to play. Forget all about the time lapse in between playing the drums. You can do it if you want to.
Your body is relaxed
and heavy. You're going deeper and deeper sleep. Deeper and deeper sleep. And on the count of three, open your eyes and go play the drums.
1, 2, and 3.
Sex.
Lunatics, yes.
I just love the way the word sounds when you say it on the radio. Sex. I just want to ask you, like, there's definitely a running theme on this album.
Yeah.
There's definitely a highly sexually charged theme going through.
Right.
Not all the songs, but most of the songs.
Some.
Particularly the ones with more female vocals. Like.
Yeah, this girl that I was working with, she wasn't on the rapping part, on the trip-hop part of the CD. She's really, really explicit. That's what I had to put the advisory sign on the CD.
Yeah, from Erotic Platonic.
Erotic Platonic is really
racy song.
And the other one, and there's this other song called Double Negative, which is she's saying really like straightforward, like, where's our money for education, you know, and stuff like that. And she goes. She says she's saying fuck the White House. That's what she you know what I'm saying?
We should play that song next, that'll go well on the radio.
Yeah, double negative is like when it was the first track that I played with her, and it was her first experience as a musician for this girl that I told you that is an actress. It was her first time singing, so I just put her a beat, like a 5-minute beat, like a straightforward beat, and then all of a sudden she just started like rapping all of this crazy stuff. So I just recorded her for like, let's say like 15 to 20 minutes, everything she was saying.
So and she then, was just going on a rant?
Yeah. She had her notebook with her, and she just started going on, and she was going all, you know. But, oh, because a point about my studio, it was that girls had to record in the bathroom. It was the best, like the best sounding place for vocals in the house. So they had to go to the bathroom, and then I couldn't see their faces because I was on the other room. But I can just imagine how she was going off with the lyrics against everything. You know, she's talking about really cruel and like really happening important things, you know. And on the other side, she's saying like pull my like underwear, and you know, erotic platonic is a really, when she explained me about because the way it worked, it was that I just put a beat and she would record everything, and then I would just chop up the parts that I
want. See what worked best.
Exactly. So at the end, with Erotic Platonic, it ended up being like Erotic Platonic. She didn't even know that the song was going to be that. But it was just the part that it just got me the most, you know, Erotic Platonic. So when she explained me that it was like a very sexual desire of someone that cannot have it, you know, it's when it becomes platonic. So I was like, you know what? You do your thing. And I just I just loved hearing it. And it's been so popular. When we got to Mexico, there was these girls that had, her email was eroticplatonic@hotmail.com and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, just to know that the people over the internet listens to the song and they get related to stuff, even though where is that, you know, so that strong, you know?
When you start to write a song, is your intention like, okay, I'm going to talk about politics, or this is going to be about sexuality, or is it you just sort of go out and you just write an instrumental track and then see how it develops?
Yeah, the way it worked is that I was in my bedroom, so if any idea came out to me, I would just wake up or just, you know, let the TV room and just go to the computer and be like, oh, I feel like doing this beat right now. So I would just start with a beat and then just turn on a keyboard and start going, like, recording everything. And then at the end, if I had an idea of a song, what I like to do is to play with puzzles from words. So I just take a lot of words that I like, and I just put them together and make ideas. And then from there, from one simple, like, sentence, I just think about all of the song. Like this, Manzana Azul, it was the email of some of the people that used to write me out to the kubiki.com. When I got their email, I was like, oh, Manzana. I love the title, Manzana. It's like a blue apple. It's like a blue apple, you know. And I never thought of a blue apple before. So I was like, and a blue apple to me, on my mind, it came like the idea of, once again, not the desire, not as sexual as the girls, but it's like it says that to me, the fruit of the sin, it's a blue apple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it just came really nice, and it's a nice lyric, and it just works. Lunatics, for example, it's just I was playing with words. Lunatics form the alien tribe with nuclear box as pets and spies. Right there is just like, it's only playing with words and putting them together and make them sound good with the song, you know, like another instrument on top of it, you know, but it's saying something. With this song, I made the girl, she had a hard time with me. That's why I like her so much, because, you know, I was like, you gotta be sexier, and then you gotta be funnier, and then you gotta go like, you know, you gotta make it sound like, and she was like, really? And so she was kind of like intimidated, because she was inside the bathroom, you know, like doing those sounds, and I was recording in them. So she was very helpful, and at the end, it's one of the songs that people likes more, you know, Lunatics, because it's just like this funny thing happening. I even have my son, when I bought this little sampler, like a little thingy that I had that looked like a toy box. So he just started playing with it. And when I got to the studio and I was listening to the presets, I had his laugh recorded. He recorded himself.
Great.
He recorded himself by playing with it. So I have it on that song. It's on the Lunatics on track 10.
Wow.
The one that we just played.
Yeah.
I have his laugh just with lots of delays going on. So because I thought it was a cool thing, you know.
And he probably has a future in music as well, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't we play another track, and we'll talk about what the name means and what the future of Kubiki is.
Let's do Double Negative, which is the song that about politics.
You're listening to Kubiki on Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org.
Thank you. gives me low-grade depression. Raising awareness of our exploitation. I've spent so much money, I've sent shrinks on vacation. In an insecure world, pleasure is uncertain. Just lock your doors and close your curtains. I still feel the need for gratification, my dear. But pleasing my brains, I'm trying to drink through my ears. Cause it's a phantom I'm chasing. Our minds have been blinded by this twisted system. They got us thinking if we got money that we're different. At UCLA I was educated to destroy myself piece by piece. Took apart myself, my mind has been blinded by this twisted system. They got me thinking if I got money that I'm different, then I'll look to you. I am addicted to you. Your status quo. Being a savior takes guts. I don't wanna talk mask to mask. Touching in the right spot is all I ask. And I've been staring at your biceps, and I can almost guess what you got up under them Puma sweats. How I do it in Los Angeles. You can feel my vibe, I know you're digging this. Nothing like this before has ever been recorded. I'm coming through crystal clear, fat, not distorted. The unprecedented wealth of America is a myth. For Mexicans, for blacks, for Indians and Asians, and even me. White girl Caucasians, where is our healthcare and free education? Fuck the White House, beating love, slave posture towards all corporations. Flip me over, I'm frying, scramble me, I'm dying, yikes. Nobody looks like me, I'm a derivative. It's part of my blossom that grows. I'm bringing medicine, I'm heaven sent. I'll release you from the suckers who bore you. Whores for you, emotional choice for you. I'm more than meets the eye. The unprecedented wealth of America is a myth. For Mexicans, poor blacks, for Indians and Asians, and even me. White girl Caucasians, where is our healthcare and free education? Fuck the White House, being in love, slave. Towards all corporations, let me up a science, swing for me, I'm dying, yipes.
So we got,
we're here with Kubiki.
He got double negative.
Tell me about the name. How you came up with the name for
Kubiki? Kubiki, it's a nickname. Kubiki is a nickname that my brother gave me when I was starting the project. I was like, "What? How should I name it?" She's like, and he was like, "You know what? I think you should be Kubiki."
Uh-huh.
And I just love it. I think it's like it writes different than like it spells different, but it's like a base name or a base brand. I think a weird or a rare base brand, because he's a bass player and I don't know about basses. So he told me that it was a bass brand. So I think I just spelled it like that. And I went online and I went and looking for Kubiki.com and nobody had it. So I bought it. And since then, I'm Kubiki. A lot of the people calls me Kubiki.
So that's like your new name now, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
That's great. Yeah, when I first saw it, I was thinking of there's a like a classic techno song by 808 State called Kubik. It's spelled C-U-B-I-K.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There you go. I thought that it was a reference to that, classic techno sound.
No, but there's a lot of, for some reason, from the name, everything, it just worked out really good. It gets on people's mind, really, like, sticks on people's mind. Like, every time they see me after that, they go like, oh, Kubiki, you know. And the other name of for the other band, not even spelling it, explaining the reason, they could learn it. You know, every time they would write it on the flyers, they would write it wrong, and it was it was terrible. And Kubiki just works great. You know, it's fast, it's simple, it's great.
What's next? Where you guys are playing live anywhere?
Yeah, we're going to go to Mexico. We're playing on an extreme sports thing. Like, people is going to be skateboarding and bicycles and stuff. And we're going to be playing some electro rock and roll for them to be doing it great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's going to be on a couple cities in Mexico. And we're going to go. So we're going to take that time to visit more cities, because we went last year, we went to Acapulco to that electronic festival that I was telling you of. And then later on, we went to Mexico City and a few different cities around the Mexico City. And people just, it was just great to know that people knew about us before we didn't even get there. You know, MySpace is a really good place, because when we went to Washington, D.C., and New York, we had already I would say a following,
a
20
fan base, like people who had heard of your music. Were to see you.
Yeah, 20 to 50 people, let's say, that show up from MySpace. That if I didn't have it, you know, they wouldn't even know. And now it's better, because now they're gonna tell their friends, and it just becomes like a bigger and bigger crowd every time that we visit. So I guess this time that we visit Mexico, I know that it's going to be a bigger, because last time that we went, it was just huge. I didn't expect it. And I know that this time, because we're doing more promotion, people knows more about us. So now it's going to be, you know, like a better time for us.
What's the biggest audience you've played for so far?
On one of the biggest, maybe like on the DJ festival. Maybe it was a couple thousand people there, but that was on the side of the beach. Like, right was right on the beach. They built a stage on the sand, and they brought the equipment, and we were on the beach, you know, just pumping out on that thing.
For your style of sound, which do you think really works better? Is it the sort of intimate environment, you know, with like a small group of people who are really close to you, or is it more of the auditorium?
I haven't played on an auditorium, but I wish I could play those beats on the Gibson Amphitheater. You know, I just would love to see that place full and just be boom, boom. Yeah. You know, I'm playing guitars on top of it. But on the intimate shows is when I enjoy it the most, because there's when I feel more the vibe of the people, which is close. You know,
really
I
can make the long-standing fans.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Because we can interact more with them. Like, look at their eyes and just interact and make them feel like, you know, they're part of the show. You know, which is pretty cool.
Well, why don't we go to another track? We're gonna play. Track
Let's
four,
do, yeah, right? Lovely White.
Lovely White. You're listening to Kubiki on Is Good on killradio.org.
Time. My survival job is a mechanical. が好きですか？始めまります仕事
www.kubiky.com, CUBIKY.com, and myspace.com/kubiky.
That's right, that's right. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you so much for coming. It's really great to meet you.
Nice.
You know, we're going to definitely hear more from you. Is there a new album?
Next time, we're working on some new stuff. We're actually playing new stuff every time that we play. We make a different shows to make it fun for the people that goes to every time that we play. And we have always new stuff coming. And also I want to say hi to Cesar, the bass player, Arlene, the singer, and Alex, the drummer. Without him, I wouldn't be, nobody. I couldn't make it without him. So they couldn't make it today. But next time, maybe we can bring like a little amp and plug the sequence to the mixer and yep. play something live right here, because it could be done. And it would be really fun.
Awesome. You're always welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care, man.
See ya. We'll be right back.
No one thought it would happen. The future, Los Angeles, California. In an effort to stem the rising tide of crime, Congress has passed an anti-gun law. No one can carry a gun, not even the police.
Oh my god, that song is so hard to listen to and you have to pee. But I couldn't resist, because I'm a child of the early 90s. That was Messiah, the hidden track from their debut album, 21st Century Jesus. Pretty hardcore. And then before that, Timo Maas from his latest album. The name of that track was Big Chevy. And before that, we were chatting it up with Carlos from Kubiki and listening to tracks from their self-titled release, and that's available pretty much anywhere, stores all over the universe, cdbaby.com and so forth. People should really take a listen, because these guys are gonna do some really interesting things over the next coming years. I can feel it, and you heard it here first on Is Good with me, John Hirschfield, on killradio.org. It's about closing time, so I'm just gonna let y'all go with some mellow tunes. What did I stick in here? Just a reminder of some of the stuff we heard earlier today. If anybody wants to go out and buy some music, I started off this morning playing Christopher Dalman. And that's just, you know, it's good music. And people should also head off to Amoeba, get themselves some Bob Schneider, some John Gold, some George Sarah, of course some Uncle, if you can afford it. For some reason, Uncle CDs are like really expensive. Well, blah, blah, blah. Moving on. What is this? Gotan Project. Enjoy it. Is good. On killradio.org.
Thank you. Argentina, Buenos Aires, el puerto de Santa María del Buen Aire.
That's it. That's my show. Go away. No, wait. Don't go yet. A couple of things. That was Test Shot Starfish that you just heard. The name of that song is called B-Plan. They're going to be my guest next week here at Kill Radio. So tune in then, because they are awesome. And they have a new CD out as well that they're going to talk about. And before that, we heard Goten Project with Santa Maria del Buen Aire, which is a good song. The Goten Project album, La Revancha, something, 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 is very good if you like that sort of thing, which I do. And that's why it's my show. You've been listening to Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org. Anybody who's out there listening at the moment, if you're listening live as opposed to an archived rendition of the show, you're more than welcome to stop on by tomorrow night, Friday, December 9th, at Lava Lounge on La Brea in Hollywood. I'll be DJing. I'll be spinning between sets by groups such as Divisible, Product, Jean-Paul Yamamoto, and Addicted to Fiction. So come on by. Buy me a beer. Take care. See you next week.